Hi there, and welcome to Open Mic here on Moorhead State Public Radio. I'm your host, Leanne Akers, and today we're visiting with Betty Cutts, Dr. Jim Masterson, and Kim Rigsby, all members of the community here in Round County and representing the Moorhead Rotary Club and Sister Cities organization today. Thank you guys so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Yes.
Betty, to get us started, can you tell us a little bit about the Rotary Club? How long have you been with the organization?
Well, Rotary in Moorhead started a long time ago, but then it went into lapse, and they started again 3 years ago. So I have been a Rotary member for that long. But Rotary itself is 115 years old.
Wow.
Yes, it started in Chicago, and its whole idea was to help other people and to help the community. And it has gone international in that 115 years. Now, their biggest push is to end polio. Okay. And they have a grant with Bill and Melinda Gates
Foundation.
Mm-hmm. So polio is now live only in three countries, in Africa and two in the Middle East. So they're doing a great job with what they're, plus they do a lot of other things too.
Mm-hmm. And I know that you guys do a lot here in Rowan County. Now, Jim, you are with our Sister Cities organization. Give me a little bit of information about the history of that group.
Moorhead Sister Cities has been around since the late 1990s. It started out as a commission, exploratory commission by the city. And they set up then a partner relationship with Ballymain in Northern Ireland. And then a little bit later on, a couple years, early 2000s, there was a partner relationship established with Yangshuo in China. So we have two sister cities with our small community, and we try to be active in both of them in different ways. So, for instance, I think since about 2012, we've been hosting a youth exchange with our partners in Ballymain. So every summer we send two Moorhead youth to Ballymain, and they send us two delegates, and we host them here and take them around town, Lexington as well. And so we've been doing that for a number of years, and we're getting ready to send our next delegates here in July as well.
So yeah, one of my students is going to go on that delegation. She's really excited about the opportunity.
Very good.
So we're excited too. Now, Kim, you're relatively new to the area, although
yes.
not from too far off, but you're new to downtown Moorhead for sure. What made you want to get involved with these organizations?
One of the reasons I love working for Allstate is they really try to get involved in the community. It's very important to them that we make a difference, not just sell insurance. And I had met Betty at a function, just offering her a bag to use, and she invited me to join the Rotary. And so I learned about it and what all they stand for, and it really does, coincide with what Allstate likes to do. And plus, it was a good way to get to know the community and start in a way, to help them.
That's really wonderful. Now, you guys are all working together in the preliminary planning stages of this this new project.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about what you guys have up your sleeves.
Well, the recent Kentucky State Sister Cities meeting was held in Danville, and a couple of us went down to that meeting, and we saw a wonderful mural that was painted by their partner, by an artist from their partner town in Northern Ireland. And we thought that this would be something that we could maybe bring back to our community. And so I'm a member of Rotary. I tossed this idea out at the Rotary meeting, and as the president of Moorhead Sister Cities, I brought it back to the a board there to see if we should collaborate with the Rotary Club on trying to get a mural painted in our downtown community. So we're in the exploratory phase where we're trying to figure out if we can get a mural that sort of bridges the ideas of both and spirits of both of these organizations and ties them into what we do here in our community. The one in Danville is just very beautiful. It brings a diverse group of people together over tea, and it's very fitting given that it's on the side of the Elmwood Inn Tea House, just an internationally renowned tea crafter. So it's really fitting and really ties their community together, ties it into the Sister Cities relationship they have in Northern Ireland too. So since tea is shared by the Brits and Americans, it's really just worldwide beverage. So So we're hoping we can do something similar in our community.
Okay. Now, you guys are asking, right now, we're just at the point where you're just asking for ideas.
Yes, right. Yes. We had an article in the paper just recently asking for themes for the mural. That we want something that represents Round County and also represents international outlook of sister cities and Rotary. I'm also on the Sister Cities board and have come and gone between Yongshua as a representative of Sister Cities. And so we want the idea of service is very tied in with both Rotary and Sister Cities. If Rotary's main areas of focus are promoting peace, fighting disease, providing clean water, saving mothers and children, supporting education, and growing local economies. And there are those things here in Moorhead. We've mm-hmm. got education, we've got health, we've got a beautiful lake, environmental things. And I know that Sister Cities has also exchanges in the same areas of art and culture and youth and education, business and trade. And so we want to tie all of this together and represent Round County, but also open windows on the world for these people to see into other cultures.
Now, is there any idea where you guys want to put this mural, or is that up? Is that an idea up for grabs as well?
Well, we're going to have a meeting with the zoning board, mm-hmm. and so there are going to be signs up at the place where we hope to put the mural. But before I say that, I need to be sure that we do go to the zoning board and get permission to put it there.
Right.
But we do have permission from the owner of the building, and it's right downtown Moorhead, so it's kind of wait and see.
Ooh. Surprise reveal. Coming to you very soon.
It's a perfect
so
location.
So if I have an idea for this theme and I wanted to submit the idea, how do people do that? How do they get in touch with you guys?
Well, we have a Sister Cities email. It's moorheadkysistercities@yahoo.com. And you could also call my phone number, 606-207-4785, if some people don't have email. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we'll be asking for everybody to submit one.
So, and just for the ideas right now.
Just ideas, right.
Yeah, once we get the theme nailed down, there'll be a call for design proposals and design submissions.
Okay.
And we'll have a joint committee of both the organizations review the designs and approve them.
And are you thinking one big mural or several small ones?
Well, we have 288 square feet available to us, so that's pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, we could go higher or lower, or, you know, there's other places around to put it. And so we're going to wait till the zoning board see what they give us.
When is that meeting?
It's June 12th.
Okay.
And it's a public meeting at the City Hall at 9 o'clock.
Great.
So I think that's a Wednesday. And, of course, come on out and tell the zoning board you'd really like to have a mural. Of course, we don't want to put any pressure on them.
One of the only community groups in Rowan County to not put pressure on city and county government.
That's why I joined.
Yes.
Well, they're not opposed to it. It's a matter of the sign ordinance did not include murals the way we have presented it.
Oh, okay.
And it doesn't fall into the ordinance. And so what do? You know, you can't discourage a good idea, but you do have to have some sort of public input. And so we're quite really kind of happy that we get to have a public meeting and have people come and support it.
Yeah, and you're going to have the opportunity to kind of affect policy in a way.
Yeah, in the future. Maybe another mural in the future could be quickly passed.
I've been to other cities that have, like, really big murals in some places, and some that just have little ones that pop up occasionally as a nice little surprise that you're not expecting. And it's kind of neat. A neat addition to beautification of a town. Or
and
a
the nice thing about our mural is we want everybody to be involved.
Yeah, that'll be great. Well, on that note, I do want to talk a little bit about some of the fundraising you guys are all doing. But first, we're going to take a quick break here on Open Mic. We'll be right back after this.
I'm Maria Hinojosa. This week on Latino USA, how the death of a young woman on a university campus fueled a movement to combat the crime of femicide in Mexico.
If they kill me, it'll be because I walk alone at night. If they kill me, they'll say it was because I was flirtatious and I said no.
That's this week on Latino USA. Saturday mornings at 7 on WMKY at 90.3 FM.
Welcome back to Open Mic here on Morehead State Public Radio. I'm your host, Leanne Akers, and today we're visiting with Betty Cutts, Jim Masterson, and Kim Rigsby, all individuals with Morehead Rotary Club and the Sister Cities organization. Thank you guys again for being on the show.
Thank you.
Yes. Now, one of the things that you guys do with helping the community, in order to do that, you've got to fundraise.
Yes.
And I know that you have an ongoing fundraiser that's happening right now that will help to go towards this mural or other community projects as they come through. So tell me a little bit about this shoe drive.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, we hear all about the environment and being sustainable. But this is a collecting of gently used shoes. You know, we have a middleman who is called Funds to Orgs, and they pay us by the pound for the shoes we collect, and then they send them to third world countries where micro businesses can make a living off of the shoes. It's kind of like don't give them a fish, but teach them how to fish. I had in my closet so many shoes, perfectly good, but my size has changed.
As it does.
Yes, and then my feet have changed. So so many women have shoes that are out of date, and I really, you know, I'm saving my wedding shoes, but I can dispense with these other things that I have. So this is something that involves the whole community. I want to point out what a great asset Kimberly has been.
Oh, thank you.
Go ahead. Tell them what you do.
You're having shoes at your office there on Main Street, right?
Correct. There's a collection box right by the door. So if you don't have time to come all the way in, you can just drop them at the door. There's a sign, a bag. It says exactly where they need to go. And I'm open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. Tuesdays from 2 p.m. until 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. So you can just bring in as many shoes as you have and drop them in the box. Or if you have a whole bag of 25, that's perfect too.
Awesome. I think I have at least a bag of 25 in my
Great.
Closet.
Well, my boys grow out of shoes before they even get them worn, so I have many shoes to bring for their boys' sizes.
My boys are rough on shoes. I don't know if you all want those. And let's talk a little bit about that. You want shoes that aren't completely worn out.
Right, and we can't take skates. But we can take boots. We have two cowboy boots, and I checked, and yes, they'll take cowboy boots.
Cleats,
especially, because in third world countries, they play a lot of soccer, and they don't have cleats. Mm-hmm. And so they're very glad to get them. If you can't make it to Allstate, which is across from the Fuzzy Duck, it's a new place, so not everybody knows where it is, you can take them to the Round County Recycling Center.
Okay.
They have made a bin over there just for us. That it says Rotary Shoe Recycling Bin. And we've put boxes all over town. You'll find them at the Kentucky Bank in Edward Jones Investments, and at Kroger's, and all over, at the flea market, at the Peddler's Mall. And so if you can't get them to those places, you can just directly take them to the recycling center, which is over near the splash pad at the community park.
Right. I know a lot of people are over there right now because baseball season has begun, so I'm over there all the time. So is there anything special that I need to do to prepare these shoes if I'm bringing them in?
Well, don't bring them in wet or muddy.
Okay.
I do try to repair a little bit. You know, I've got some shoe glue that I'll attach the things back together a little bit. And I can take off paint and so forth. But I don't want to do that with all the shoes. I did that on my shoes. So we'd like gently used ones and that are in good shape.
And if you're in doubt, just bring them in. We'll go through them and, you know, weed out the ones that we can't use.
Okay. And collecting, you guys are, when you send them off, they're in bags of 25?
Right. Correct. And clear bags. We have special bags. You know, you can bring them in any bag, but we have to rebag them. Mm-hmm. And we have to make sure that they are paired because we don't want to send one shoe. So we have rubber bands that we pair them with, or please tie the shoelaces together. That right. makes it much easier. Mm-hmm. We've raised about 25 bags now, and our goal is 100.
Okay.
And it will go through the middle of June, and a little longer if people are still bringing them in. Once we get our bags, we call the company, and they schedule a truck to come and pick it up. And that truck may wait a month because they're waiting for other communities that are close by that they can make one trip through.
Right.
So don't give up if it gets late in June. Just bring them on in to the recycling center.
Wonderful. And hopefully a lot of people will be able to bring those in. And how much are you? Do you guys get paid per pair or per
it's
bag?
It's per pound.
Per pound. Okay.
Uh-huh, 40 cents per pound.
Okay. So heavy shoes.
They're brand. Heavy.
Yes.
I've been carrying them in.
Yeah. They're steel toe boots.
They're heavy.
Now, what else have you guys got planned for this? The summer months are coming up. Have you guys got some other things that are coming in the works?
Well, we just got through planting trees at Rodburn Hollow,
right,
with the Rotary Club. It is a grant that the Rotary Club gave for the signage at Rodburn Hollow. And also, we'll be applying for a grant. Now, James is our grant writer, but I hope he can help us with that. We're going to apply for that for also the mural because, it, you know, if we raise $1,000 with shoes, well, the mural may need a little more than that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we'll probably apply for a district Rotary grant. And then we would also ask other, like if we have a panel that is painted, maybe we'll ask. I think one that features wood or one that features health. We just might go to the part of the community that is concerned with promoting wood or promoting health or promoting education and auction that panel or ask for them to sponsor that panel. Mm-hmm. We've got a lot of fundraising ideas.
Well, that's good.
We may be at Arts and Eats again making food for Arts and Eats. I think we made Indian food last year, and so we may do that again.
I like Indian food.
Yes.
I didn't get down because we were stuck in the spam booth. Where,
yes.
Where MSBR does the spam sandwich booth every year. We've been doing that for quite some time, and people would be very sad to not have their spam sandwiches. But we're already planning. There are surprises in store for Arts and Eats. It's always a good time.
Absolutely.
And there are other places to go and ask for grants for public art.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very optimistic.
Good. That's wonderful.
The important thing, I think, now is to get the theme. We have a June 1st deadline. So please remember that. Send your theme in to MoreheadKYSisterCities@yahoo.com. And a joint boards of Sister Cities and Rotary will decide on that theme. If you submit a thing, you probably won't get to be in the decision processing part of that.
Right.
And the same thing for the selection of art. It'll be a juried committee, and whoever is on that won't be someone who has submitted art.
Right.
So we're trying to be fair, but we want to include everybody.
Right. Now, to me, my brain doesn't work in that artistic way of, ooh, this is a neat theme. I'm hearing what you're saying, but I don't know how to put them together. Have you had some ideas, though, come in already, or are we still waiting for some more themes to come through?
We're not sure whether we will take one painting,
mm-hmm.
One design, or whether we will do a quilt-like design. We're not sure exactly how we will put it on the wall. All of these things will have to be decided before we go to the zoning meeting, but we'll have a joint committee from the two organizations that'll hash it out before June 12th.
Yeah.
But you say that when you say quilt design, you don't mean like the quilt blocks. You just mean like the ones that are on the barns?
Well, not necessarily designs that are quilts, but I'm thinking of the layout.
Like multiple art pieces.
Multiple squares. Like a quilt with pieces in between them.
Okay.
But we may not do that. We may just take one designs. It depends on who presents what and what the committee that's jurying thinks. Mm-hmm. We want to make it inclusive of all people in town, but we also want them to be proud of it.
Yeah. I know we already have some murals in the town that are really gorgeous on the Board of Education building.
Yes.
They're just beautiful that were done by the high school students. And then the high school has one, I believe, as well up on the side. I guess it's still there. Mm-hmm. I haven't noticed as of late because it seems like every time I'm at the high school, it's getting later and later in the evening or too early in the morning and you can't see it.
Well, I personally hope that this will stimulate more murals. Yeah. You know, Morehead's got more buildings that they could put a mural on.
We do have a lot of buildings, that is for sure.
And beautification, you know, is something everybody likes.
Mm-hmm. We do have such an active art community here.
Yes.
There's so many artists in our
yes.
our area that it's neat to think about the display, not just in murals, but we see a lot of the art throughout the community and different mm-hmm. businesses and stuff. So it would
and the challenge is going to be to put all of this art that is so diverse, like the community is diverse, mm-hmm. together into one mural.
Yeah.
So
well, it's good then that both Sister Cities and Rotary have come up with this idea. It makes perfect sense because that's what you guys are all about, the diversity, inclusion, mm-hmm. and making sure everybody is involved, and that's really and helped wonderfully.
Yes. And I wanted to say that Rotary just got through sending two of the students from Round County Middle School, eighth graders, to a life adventure camp, Riley, they called it.
Okay.
And so we are serving the youth of Round County the same as Sister Cities is serving the youth.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just a pleasure to have so many different flavors of ages and of cultures. We have the Mexican culture, we have Chinese culture, we have Irish culture. Everything's kind of related, especially with the university. So many diverse things going on there.
Yeah, it's a really great place to live and work and enjoy, I think.
Yes, it is.
Oh, well, actually, that's all the time that we have here today here on Open Mic. I really appreciate you guys coming in. Betty Cutts, Jim Masterson, and Kim Rigsby, all individuals with Morehead Rotary Club and Sister Cities Organization. Thank you guys again for being here.
Thank you so much.
And as for our listeners, we'll see you all on Friday.